Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
La cual pudiera llevarme al hospital, así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
La cual pudiera llevarme al hospital, así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
Freezepipe wants to make sure you enjoy being around your family this Christmas.
What?
So they're Freezepipe. They want you to enjoy being around your family this Christmas, so they're opening up Black Friday sales today. So you want to know what Freezepipe is?
Yes.
Freezepipe makes a unique line of freezeable pipes, bubblers, bongs.
Ooh.
And
oh, I like this.
Coldest and
I like this.
And smoothest cannabis smoking experience.
Oh, I love this.
What a perfect
right.
sponsor.
These thick glass pieces all use cutting-edge water filtration and freezable glycerin chambers. Pop one of the glycerin chambers in the freezer for 1 hour, and as smoke passes through this icy passageway, it's instantly cooled by over 300 degrees. You'll notice smoother, bigger hits without the throat burning or intense coughing. Most people report they cough less, but everyone reports it is the smoothest bongs they've ever tried. And with thousands of happy customers across the globe, it's easy to see why. Start enjoying smoother, bigger hits today by going to the freezepipe.com. Black Friday sales are live now, and this is their biggest sales event of the year. If the product you want isn't on sale for Black Friday, use code KEEPIN, K-E-E-P-I-N, for 10% off anything in the store. That's the freezepipe.com. That's freezepipe.com. And use code K-E-E-P-I-N for 10% off. Or enjoy Black Friday sales going on all week long.
Beautiful.
Yo, I can't wait to get that and try that out on the air. Well, why has that not come in yet, Joe?
I'm on it. It's coming your way for sure.
All right.
Hopefully it'll be in the mail before Thanksgiving.
Before Thanksgiving. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So check out the new freeze pipes and listen to the show very, very high.
Yeah.
So, yo, we're back with another edition of K100 Talks. And who's going to read
well,
the topic?
Well, I'm going to start. Well, yep. I'll read.
Yeah.
Okay, but start off with just a couple of other things first, because I overslept. on Thanksgiving Day. So I went and laid down to take a nap, and I overslept and I missed this recording the show reviews. I wanted to say a couple things.
I did want to say one thing. Some of the roundtable members, really all of them, agreed that it was a much better show without you. And I said, nah, we need Glenn. They were like, fuck that guy. And I was like, nah, Glenn should be with us. And even Joe backed me up. But the roundtable guys who actually pay, are kind of saying, we don't need you.
Yeah, it was out of control.
Yeah.
But there, right, I did see.
This was the last thing I heard by, what was the guy from Mike, from one of our Patreon members, friend of the show, Mike Holder.
Yeah.
Glenn returns, we riot.
Mm-hmm.
Holder was on the show?
He had a t-shirt. Yeah.
Yes.
Jesus.
But I did see people on YouTube, because some of that popped up already, that wanted to hear Disco's. I don't know if you're going to bring it up, but they wanted to hear your thoughts on Punk MJF too. So if you want to.
Okay, that's what we're going to talk about.
Good.
So here's my first one. One quick thought. I really liked Charlotte and Becky on the pay-per-view. It was very rough.
That was a good match. That was a good match, but I didn't like the finish. I did not
like the finish. But I liked the way they worked based on the fact that they had heat. They were selling the legit heat. So they worked it pretty well. They were like chopping each other hard, forming each other. They were laying it in, you know, and it made for a good match.
Making you think that they were really going at it. Yeah.
Right. So Monday, nothing interested me on Raw. What's his name? So I had Dynamite, right? And I listened to you guys. Hughie already put up a clip where you guys are talking about the MJF promo.
Yeah.
Right. And I had the exact same take as Conan, good but long. You know, this could have like been. You could have done something where there was an interruption in the middle of this, and they could have saved this for, you know.
Or you could have given it half the time, and it would have been great.
Right. And the thing was, it was long, so it was, you know, and it wasn't. It was far from epic. People were saying, like, this, you know, it was just like a second, so it was too long, you know? So it was just, they were kind of like dragging a little bit. You weren't hitting a lot of big pops in what you're saying because it took so much time, you know?
Right. But, they would have condensed that. That would have been incredible.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, and then it was like you said, why is he wrestling QT Marshall? Why is he taking 11 minutes to beat him? That was the other I don't know why you fought. And, but this was that segment. Bro, that was the first 35 minutes of the show. That's like what they do on Raw.
Yeah, it was very.
Where two guys come out and a promo, the man, and then the one guy dominates the whole first 40 minutes of the show. You know, so I didn't get that. What else here? Okay, Bear Country, they do not look like they're ready for prime time. Like I don't know why they have all this talent here.
Yeah,
and they I don't know why these guys are, you know, you're looking at these guys, they look like two indie wrestlers.
Right.
You know,
they should be on Dark.
Let me say this too. Eddie Kingston's a good actor.
Right.
Okay, and actually the 2.0 guys are good actors too, because they're very annoying and over the top.
Right.
But this is the only thing I would have done differently
the show.
With that segment. Right. Okay, I would have had the coffee machine set up in the background and catering.
Right.
And I would have had the kid, as they're walking up,
right.
Like you
That's
can see him in the background, getting a hot cup
of
coffee, and like he's standing there with it. Right. Because, you know, we're supposed to assume he threw coffee in his face.
Right, right.
And it was hot. You know, but we don't know that, because obviously it could just
be
worse.
Yeah,
right?
This would have brought it home.
Show the guy pouring a cup of coffee. That's all you got to do. But that
and,
was fine.
And I really thought that line, where he goes, "You're not hungry anymore," goes,
oh. Right.
Okay, come on. You know what?
Hungry,
I'm going to kazoo that.
why are they making him an eater?
Yeah, it was the second week.
It's like, eating all the time.
I said that on the review last week. He was like pissed off, and he's like, hell with this. I'm just going to catering.
Eating disorder / you know, fucking, what do you call this, hardcore guy or something?
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, must be an inside joke.
Yeah.
The backstage segment with Adam Cole and Fish and the best friends was kind of lame.
Right.
Yeah.
Team Taz offered Dante Martin the contract. You know what Sean Ross Sapp tweeted out?
What?
I got to read this. This is funny. Because I have the exact opposite of take on this.
Oh, he said how great Dante Martin's story is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like he said, did you see? No. Here's the exact quote. This is the reason I take the quote. Okay. Where is it? You can edit this show. What I'm looking for. He just tweeted this yesterday. So.
Yeah.
God, this guy tweets a lot. Holy cow.
Mm.
Okay, let me just say this about that story. Here's a problem, Joe. that's not epic storytelling, because basically the story they're trying to tell is, oh, here's this guy that, you know, everybody wants him, and finally Team Taz got him, kind of, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But really what we've seen is a guy that's shown no personality, never talks, people talk for him. One of the guys that was talking for him looks like a little kid and sounds like a little kid, you know, even though he wrestles like a fucking beast, Leo Rush, okay? You can't convince me that guy's like a professional agent or whatever the fuck he's supposed to be, okay? He looked like a little kid talking his dad when Taz was talking. I'm serious.
Right.
And so you can't take that fucking anyways. And here's the other thing. It's just lately, like in the last 2 or 3 weeks, when Team Taz went, you know, coming after him. So it hasn't been a long drawn thing where a lot of people wanted him and all this. Like they back ended it. You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden he joined Team Taz. That's not really good storytelling, really.
Well, Sean Rossap says Dante Martin.
No, I'm answering to that. Yeah.
He says that continues to be one of the most interesting wrestling characters on TV. I think he's one of the most uninteresting characters on TV.
Very uninteresting.
He never says a word. How is it?
He's like, very uninteresting.
Right.
Yeah, his wrestling's dope as fuck.
But he's not interesting.
Right.
So then, what else? Daniel Bryan's working as a heel.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yes, he's good heel work, good work too.
But why did he turn? Here's the thing. Why did he turn? We never found out what made him turn.
And this is bizarre too.
Yeah.
Bro, he's doing what, like if the Dark Order were heels and he was a babyface, that would be like, you know, he's like a lone heel beating up everybody in the babyface group.
Right.
That's like a weird way to book this. He has no help. He's calling their guys out and just pummeling them in the ring every week.
Yeah,
it's kind of a weird, you know.
Because I think they think, because it looks like Dark Order is there for life, okay? So right. I think that they're like, well, maybe Bryan Danielson can finally give him a rub. Because Bryan he grew up with all those indie guys. You know what I'm saying? They're all from the same area, same fucking thing. But, bro, Bryan Danielson is not going to be able to get you guys over. The only thing that's going to prove is that one guy went through your whole fucking whack group, because it's whack.
Right.
You know, and the only guy that's cool there is Colt Cabana, and they don't do shit with him. The two chicks who I don't even know what the fuck they would be hanging out with these guys for, and John Silver, who's got more personality than half the fucking roster, and they don't really feature him in that role.
Right. So the main event, that was hysterical. Cody threw the belt up and he threw it back. So he was not getting it. Okay, but let me tell you, this whole –
Because I
watched this show, but I don't watch it from start to finish.
And it hit the ref, too. Wait, yeah. I like when it hit the ref, and you got to love the crowd, the Savage. They popped.
Mm.
Right.
That was great. Yeah.
Okay, so let me tell you this. Let me tell you something here. So, okay, I don't get this. I don't understand what Alex Abrahantes' role is.
Me neither. He's brutal. Poor guy.
And Andrade El Idolo, bro, this guy's he looks fantastic with his character.
Yeah,
He's a good-looking guy, and he comes out with the mask and suit.
Right.
Why is he with the character called – they're calling the guy Jose the Assistant. I mean, is that – seriously.
That is lame. What on earth is this guy's
– so then they do a so let me tell you, this match, I liked this match.
Right.
Very surprising, but let me tell you why I liked it. And this is the way they should lay this stuff out, because it's very, very intelligent the way they did this. Is they opened up and everybody wrestled.
Right.
Okay? Basic wrestling until Phoenix and Penta got in.
Right.
And then we started. You know what I'm saying? Right. Okay, so that's the way. And what they usually do in these matches, they start hot.
Right.
And like everybody's diving all over. And so you start the thing with spots and stuff. But this, the way they laid this out was
very intelligent.
Because
you can tell Cody probably laid that out.
FTR.
Yeah, Pop. Right. Cody and the FTRs probably laid that out. And that was the right way to do it. Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then Penta Phoenix come in and boom, now we get the whole, change. But that's good. That's the way these should work.
Bro, can I tell you, to me, stuck out. In this match?
What?
Cody Rhodes. Let me just say this, first of all. You know how his opening is really long and drawn out?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, they booed that whole thing.
Yes.
You know, I was like, holy shit. At least show the guy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They were letting him know and the company, fuck this. Bro, that's a strong message you're sending.
Yeah.
They open up the fucking thing. He comes out. They boo the fuck out of him. He smiles like he's trying to play. I think he thinks he can charm them back into liking. He ain't Dusty.
Right.
Bro, then the biggest sign of disrespect, like in sports, when you throw the baseball back, you know, he threw his belt out there, a baby face, come on, dude, and they threw the shit back and the place popped.
Yeah.
And he put it back on.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you doing? Why are you reminding people that belt has heat? But anyways,
Let me finish. Let me tell you the other spot. Yeah. This was very weird.
Yeah.
Bro, the Jose, the assistant, comes in the ring, and when Arn and told him to, and he grabbed his dick. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He grabs his dick, like, and they're showing this. I'm like, oh, what on earth? I would not. You need to tell these guys, bro, you can't do that on this network. You know, say, so do not do stuff like that. The wrong people see that, and they're going to get mad.
Well, you know, are we sure they can't? Because they're saying shit and prick and asshole and
everything.
Oh, they said dick. They said dick on the show.
I know,
too.
Needle. They did the needle dick. That wasn't like, you know, that's something that sounds like Coney won't say.
Right.
But but I'm like, that was a weird spot. The guy gets in the ring, he grabs his crotch.
Right. What was the purpose? Here's another thing. What was the purpose what was the purpose of Jericho coming out? Just to say happy Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
He literally said, bro, here's the thing. He literally said nothing. Okay, except really happy Thanksgiving. And here's the other question. Please, maybe you can answer this for me, old superior one. Why does everybody else come out with a faction, but Jericho didn't come out with his crew? It's Thanksgiving.
I don't know.
That's weird.
But the show had some good things on it that I like. But that's, and of course, like they do every week. Oh, yeah, and here's another thing, too. We talk about this a lot.
Yeah.
Bro, their outs on segments are atrocious. Like Punk, literally after the match, they showed him for like 3 minutes,
right?
Walking around the ring, shaking hands, stuff. And there was another segment that like the out on the segment was just dragged on. Instead of going to quick Eddie, you'll go like as soon as the action was over, you go to something else. They just stood there and like I think it may have been the gun segment with it. Oh, by the way, that Die by Darby on the gun kid, that was excellent.
Yeah.
When he like hit him like a missile when he's running.
Bro, really? Who wants to? Okay, now nothing against him because I actually like them. Okay, I love the Gun Club, and I love the one guy that raps. He's got a lot of swag. But what was I gonna say? Darby against? Why are you putting Darby against the Gun Club? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. But here's another thing too. I forgot.
With all that, like I said, with all the top talent you have, that's not the matches you need to be making right now.
And
you need to make the biggest name matches you can to get the most eyes on the product.
Right, and here was another thing too. I was a little. I would not have booked it like this. I don't know why Jericho let them book it like this. But those kids just basically just got heat on Eddie Kingston. We threw coffee in his face.
Right.
Now that they're backstage, they bump into Jericho, and Jericho dresses all three of them down and basically makes them want. Dismisses them.
Right.
You know they should have had another pull apart there. Like he gives it like they're causing some heat backstage, and like the, you know, that was a weird way to, I don't know, like I said, the outs of their segments are very
strange. Maybe Jericho and Kingston are going to wrestle them, but then again, why is
Jericho too, right?
Okay, but here's my question: if it's Jericho and Kingston, what's with the Inner Circle again? You know what I'm saying?
And they're not doing anything right now.
That's very, yeah, there is,
right?
But it's very weird.
It's like I saw on the YouTube, someone commented like, oh cool, Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus are number one contenders for the tag belts out of nowhere. You know, they've been doing six mans, and LAX or Proud and Powerful still is kind of like on the wayside. They haven't done anything in 2 years. They haven't had, you know, a title match and shit like that. So people are pushing for those guys to get featured too, but I didn't even see them on the show.
Yeah. I think they're supposed to next year, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's get into the topics this week for the K100 talks. So this is what Joe sent. Okay, this is, we always tell Joe, hey, give some topics. We'll pick one, right? So Joe's first topic was the rise of psychedelic retreats. Okay, I guess like the Birdie Man or something like that. The next one is California law allows transgender inmates in women's prisons. Now female inmates are suing. That makes perfect sense. It's ridiculous that they're letting, especially criminal. Well, you could swerve somebody so easy by just saying, "Hey, I identify as a woman." They stick in with a bunch of women. You can attack them. You know, like, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, but cool. But flip side is, what about when you're putting someone who identifies as a woman in with a prison full of dudes too, that could cause some problems, you know?
Yeah.
Now, well, I figured you'd know about the psychedelic retreats because I'm sure Rogan espouses them all the time. You know, you go to the retreat.
I haven't heard him talk about them.
That's when you go away, you meditate, you take the ayahuasca or whatever it's called.
So then the next one, 5 years after his death, is Castro's revolution floundering? So I wasn't that interested in that. Another one was inflation isn't going away. But here's the one that I thought was interesting. Because this is typical. We talk about this a lot, but Thanksgiving canceled. Liberals who say America's holiday promotes genocide and white supremacy. And that's like, hang on. So this article basically says, you know, it's talking about like you know, what is Thanksgiving, like a USA Today headline on, you know, like writes, what is Thanksgiving to indigenous people? A day of mourning, you know? An article suggesting that Americans who celebrate Thanksgiving are hurting the Native American community. In this, whatever this site is called currently, they're a blue check mark. Says Thanksgiving will be celebrated by many people across the country. The holiday perpetuates in a false narrative that spins the true history of genocide and colonization into a light and largely false story. Okay, listen, so MSNBC tweets from this guy, Gayasi Ross. Mm-hmm. Instead of bringing stuffing and biscuits, those settlers brought genocide and violence. Gayasi Ross is about the history of American Thanksgiving. That genocide and violence is still on the menu. It's like, all right. A green bean casserole recipe on the website Eater this week warns readers. This is on the website Eater, okay? Thanksgiving traces its origins to an uneasy temporary alliance between 17th century English settlers and members of the Wampanoag Confederacy. But here's the point. There's like these people out there that are just miserable. Just miserable. I mean, like, how could you live in this country and like you just want to shit on the holidays? You know, holidays are time when everybody comes home, you see your family, you know, we have a big dinner and everything. It's like, you know, like this guy, Senator Kase Jama, I don't know where this guy's from, but he puts him in his bio. This Thanksgiving, please consider some alternate options, such as listening to native speakers to broaden your perspectives, engaging and educating your families on this topic, and giving back to the community on supporting native businesses. We do not celebrate Thanksgiving in my house, and my kids are fully aware of the misconceptions of Happy Thanksgiving. To me, this holiday continues to perpetuate a myth and completely disregard the centuries of genocide and indigenous erasure that is still happening today. Bro, and it's like, you're living in a country of 330 million people where everybody gets together on Thanksgiving. They come home, you visit your family, you sit down and eat, you watch football. It's like, why on earth would you want to shit on that? Like, I don't understand what the point is of constantly trying to paint this picture that, like, you know, that our country is like, you know, just still under the guise of like white supremacy. And it's I don't think that's resonating with common people. I think this stuff like this is really kind of aggravating everybody. What do you think?
And alienating, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just think there's clearly a division in the United States. There's people that think like that, and they're going to – and I think it's going to grow, you know? And that's what scares me. Because I'm like, really, bro? This is going to be the prevailing thought amongst young people. That's what you're teaching in universities. That's what you're teaching in elementary schools. I mean, you know, it starts small and it grows like anything else, you know? And so, you know, to me, it's fucking like you think about, for example, the what they're talking about. They're talking about genocide and all this other bullshit. Yeah, all that happened. But, you know, all great men, all great races, all great civilizations, they all make mistakes. You know, that's how they thought back then. It was more barbaric. Like we make fun of the thing with JoJo about the 1320s, you could get quartered and drawed, or what was that thing called?
Yeah, drawn and quartered.
Quartered, yeah.
Yeah, where you would get ripped apart from, you know, like that back then. That was accepted. Back then, they would chop your head off with a guillotine. That was accepted. They don't do that shit anymore. You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah. You know, yeah, they you know, they fucked over the Indians, but that's not what we're celebrating. We're not celebrating that part. And here's the other thing. I have so much respect for Native Americans. Like, you have no idea, bro. Much respect for them, and what they did to them was fucked up. But, bro, like, if you're a Native American now and you're poor, that's kind of on you, because I don't know how many casinos I've been to and they live really nice. And the like, they give them area around the casinos where they can live with. Now reservations are fucked up. That's one of the ugliest things I've ever, and it's very sad. I've been on reservations, and that's really the way they have them is really sad. But when I've gone to casinos, they have complete communities now where all families are living there. They have their own casino law enforcement. Like, regular police can't go in there.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's kind of like the government did give back to them. So,
this is one thing we did. We gave them reservations. They can live wherever they want, but it's like we've let them kind of keep lands and like govern themselves. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, because reservation laws are kind of like different. Mm. You know, and so it's like, I mean,
yeah, but here's the thing, bro. You know, I was reading this quote today when I was reading the article on this, and here's something that John F. Kennedy said, because he's the one that basically, you know, proclaimed Thanksgiving Day, you know, as a national holiday. So this is John F. Kennedy says, over three centuries ago, our forefathers in Virginia, Massachusetts, far from home in a lonely wilderness, set aside a time for Thanksgiving. On the appointed day, they gave reverent thanks for their safety, for the health of their children, for the fertility of their fields, for the love which bound them together, and for their faith which united them with their God. Bro, that's what it needs to be. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they had come from England. You know, they're the guys that were on the fucking Plymouth Rock, you know, fucking, they land there, the fucking Indians, they showed them how to cultivate, how to plant squash, corn, shit like that, which they didn't know. They taught them how to fish, and they had a really good harvest, and they were giving thanks. And that's the spirit we need to celebrate this on. Not that later on there was genocide. Okay, that happened. But everybody fucks up. Very intelligent man had slaves, because that's the way it was. Guys I look up to, like Martin Luther King, he was a womanizer. Big, you know, that's what he was, you know? So, I mean, you can find shit on anybody and everybody. Right. So I don't know what the fuck we're doing here. Nobody's perfect. You need to take people with their flaws, and you can't break a celebratory day that unites families. That's, you know, Thanksgiving's family. When you think Thanksgiving, there's nothing else you think but that. You know, there are very few days that, you know, include the family coming together, and that's like very important.
We're taking a week, or we're making it a holiday, and basically you're getting 4 days. You're getting 2 day holiday because it's Thursday and Friday, so people could get off work Friday too. But basically, you're just giving people time to travel to go see their families and spend some. It's like you open the door. It's like, okay, you can spend some time with your family,
bro. And I've had people call me up, and they're like, "Hey, man, if you want to come over for Thanksgiving, like they don't want you to be alone. You know what I'm saying? It's a really good day that makes you feel good, and we need more of that."
Right, and it's done like the month before Christmas. So if you can't,
and bro, and I'm a minority.
Christmas, it's like, okay, and you can listen, do it here, you know? Yeah.
And I'm a minority. Like, for example, I see this Latinx shit. Like the other day, Kevin Kleinrock actually used that term, Latinx. And next time I get him on the show, I want to ask him about that. Who decided that was going to be our fucking
liberals
name? Okay, wait.
It's white millennial liberals.
What's the difference between a Latino and a Latinx? I mean, one fucking letter? I mean, it's so fucking dumb. This is so fucking dumb. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, fuck all the liberals and that. And the squad, who I used to be on their side, fuck all those guys. You ain't doing nothing but dividing the Democratic Party and dividing the nation.
Right. If your whole thing was, there's never been a more divisive figure than Trump, and it's like, this is your response? It's like everything you're doing since Trump has been out of office is divisive.
And it's like the bullying campaign. And it's like the bullying campaigns. You know, it's like, you know, if you don't do what we, you know, if you don't do what we say, you know what I'm saying? And they're always right. And it's okay for them to bully. It's okay for them to ostracize. It's okay for them to fucking cancel culture. But, you know, nobody, you know what I'm saying?
Well, they're trying to come up with, everybody's like Bill Maher said, everybody's trying to come up with the one true thought. Like, we have to, like, if these people say this is the way, it's like, wait a second, let's debate this, let's talk about it. That's not just because you've decided that this is the way. It's like, and you're getting mad at people for not wanting to follow the decisions you've made. It's like, come on, it's like use some common sense here. But yeah, easy to see that. These people are just miserable. It's like the type of people, like look, it's like really like tearing down a statue is going to make you happy. Like if seriously, this is the type of things that we're doing to like make people happy. It's like we're tearing things. It's like, bro, chopping your legs off to make yourself feel. Chopping other people's legs off to make yourself feel taller. That's not a good way to go through life. You know what I'm saying? It's not a positive way to go through life. And you just see a lot of people that's the way they think.
I must have been a sleep of the wheel. I don't know when this happened or when it took over, because it is growing. And it's among the younger generation, which is what scares me. There should be smarter than this. And it's like a lot of them buy into that bullshit. And I'm like, okay, am I that out of touch now? Or what the fuck is going on? Yeah. You know, I think I just gave you and you did too, a very reasonable argument why that holiday should stay.
Right.
You know, and I'm hearing your argument, you know, but I ain't feeling it and it ain't resonating and I ain't agreeing with it.
Right. Yeah. And it's like, you must be a shitty person if you don't agree with it.
Right.
you're trying to tear something down and make, you know, like ruin things. And like, I'm not with it and I'm the bad guy.
Right.
You know? So it's like, if you're trying to holidays have more meaning than the reason that we have the holidays, right? They're days off. I'm like, what would you want to do? Just cancel all holidays? Because like
they must be the same guys that write the rules for the NFL when the taunting rules and all that.
Right, yeah. right.
Nobody can have fun, you know.
Right.
Nobody can dance. Nobody can spin a football. That's bad for business. Like,
yeah. Hey, Luke Smith sent me an article, Joe, and I want you to post that. This is pretty funny.
Mm.
Back to some wrestling talk here, real quick, before we get out of here. You're gonna pop for this, Conan.
Yeah.
Could you bring it up, Joe? Because, you know, people watch this show. I guess, you know, some journalists out there watch this show.
Right.
Or listen to clips and stuff or anything. But
right.
You're going to like this.
Who's he talking about?
See, are you on here, D.I.?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the article.
He's useless right now.
I do like that picture, by the way.
That was me on Hannibal.
Hannibal.
Yeah, I know.
He's useless right now. Former WCW star Disco Inferno wants to fire 32-year wrestling veteran.
Right.
Do you know what they're talking about?
No.
Clip on the show where I said that we should fire Don Callis.
which I did share and tag Don, too.
That is awesome.
Oh, you did? Yeah, so Disco Inferno recently shared his thoughts on what AEW should do with Don Callis now that his client Kenny Omega is out of action for the foreseeable future. The Cleaner and Callis have been associated with since December 2020 after the former won the AEW championship at Winter Is Coming. Their partnership has created many memorable moments on Tony Khan's promotion and Impact Wrestling during Omega's reign as the company's world champion. However, since the Best Bout Machine lost his AEW championship at Full Gear and took a sabbatical, there's uncertainty over Callis' role from now on. Speaking on the latest episode of the podcast, Keep It 100, Disco Inferno stated that if AEW has nothing in store for Callis, it's better to release him. He added that the veteran manager is certainly, useless, and Tony Khan would be wise to remove him in Omega's absence. And my quote from the show was, I mean, they don't need him. They should just fire him. Just get rid of the guy. He's useless right now. He's Kenny Omega's manager. Kenny Omega is not around, so they don't need him, said Disco Inferno. Also, they talk about how it's critical of Adam Cole's booking. And I said this is from a while back. It's like, yeah, Cole should be booked as a babyface, a top babyface there. He gets the biggest babyface reaction on the show, and they book him as a heel, and I don't know what they're doing, Disco Inferno said. So, yeah. What do you think about it? Let's revisit this. Do you still think that Adam Cole should be booked as a heel or a babyface?
Definitely as a heel, but I understand why they have him as a heel right now.
Because he's in the elite with the Elite guys.
Right, right. But it should take him out and have him as a baby.
I think they're setting him up as the heel who tries to stab Kenny in the back and knock him out, take his spot.
That's what I think too.
Yeah.
I might agree with that. However, Kenny's going to be out for a while.
Well, February.
Well, this is what they should do because we've never seen this.
He's not out as long as you think. I thought he was going to be out a long time too. That's why I put the fucking belt vacant.
Yeah.
But if I would have known it was so short time, I probably wouldn't have done it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I think he would be a good babyface against a heel Daniel Bryan. That's a good program.
Yeah.
Yep.
Those two for sure. That'll be one of the.
I don't think they've ever had a program, have they?
I just think, bro, here's a problem, and we said this before. Adam Cole should not be wrestling fucking Utah Wheeler and the Orange Cassidy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's their job.
He's a top guy. Their position is a mid card guy.
Yeah,
and
right.
I think he's a top. I think he has that persona.
Right. He is
and
a
his
top
character
guy.
In the. Yeah, he speaks well. You know, He was a top guy in NXT. Now he's like a mid-card guy here. Yeah, that's I don't think that's the spot.
Great.
Yeah. All right, that's all I got to say.
All right. So anything else?
That's about it.
All right.
We covered a lot of stuff today.
Yeah. All right. So happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Thank you very much. Make sure that you check out our Patreon.
It's actually happy holidays.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving's over. This drops on Sunday.
Yeah, K100 Talks comes out on Sunday on the feed. So
all right. Yeah. So happy holidays. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even know what to say anymore.
Yeah, cool.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent, being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable, but the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.